Okay, I'm going to start with a video and then I'll share a little bit more. As you can see a little bit from there, the need of short-term teams is great and is a great opportunity to be involved in missions over in Europe. I just looked something up this morning before I came, talking about why short-term teams are helpful, and read a whole list of different things that are helpful about bringing short-term teams. One of them that it said was that short-term teams allow the North American church and the host site to see that there are believers working together around the world for the harmony in Christ. And so as short-term teams come to Europe, the Europeans see that there are believers around the world that want to care for them. And as North Americans come over, they can see what's happening in Europe as well. A second thing that it mentioned was giving and receiving love. Financial support is good and great, and some people can't go, and so they give financially. But if a person can go on a short-term team, they can physically give that love to another person. And if they can't come long-term, then a short-term team is great. Another thing that short-term teams do is increase the importance of missions in North American churches. Some churches don't have what this church and my supporting churches have, a real interest in missions, and so we encourage some of those other churches to get involved in short-term teams so that they get a better grasp of what's right in their community and what's right around the world. Prayer and giving grows through short-term teams. If one team member asks for 10 people to pray for them and asks for 10 people to give financially, and you have 10 people on the team, then there's that many more people who are praying and that many more people who are giving to a ministry. And then there's the increased direct involvement, becoming long-term sometimes as a result, which is my story. And other people come back from a short-term team and they know better how to pray for a person, how to pray better for a ministry. Their giving changes and they know more about the ministry that they're giving to. Some examples of people that have done short-term things. Paul was a long-term missionary, but he didn't stay in one place. He traveled to different places to share the gospel. And Jonah was sent out on a short-term mission, even though he wasn't too eager about it. He was sent out to do that. Even Jesus didn't stay in one place. He shared in different places to let people know about his work. And he taught the disciples to do the same. And then later on, the 70 were sent out and did the same. And the thing that was mentioned in the video that is so true, when we are working with Euroteam and when we're working with other ministries, sometimes we will open a door through short-term teams that the long-term missionaries don't have an opportunity to open up. Sometimes we will go into a country first with a short-term team doing teaching English, teaching computers, doing medical work, doing a conference, helping with construction, and so we'll be the door. And then the missionaries will come in for a longer time as a result of that open door that we've given. And it also plows different areas with prayer. The video mentioned prayer walking. We're starting to have a lot of teams that come over to search out what the missionaries can do to reach out in that particular area of Europe. And we're also doing a lot of prayer walking, doing a lot of walking around and just praying for the different communities that we're walking among. And it's an opportunity to use your gifts and talents. Maybe you do construction and you can use your hands to help on a team. Maybe you like to teach and you can do teaching English. Maybe you have computer skills and you can help somebody to learn better how to use a computer. It's just so many different opportunities. Back in 1989, I had that opportunity presented to me. Neil Rempel met at my parents' place, and he talked about what Greater Europe Mission was doing in Europe. And so I felt like I should go, and so I went to Spain back in 1989. Well, through that, it did result that I would return to Europe. So I was in Austria for what I thought would be maybe 1 year or 2 years, which is still a little bit short. And that changed to being in Austria for over 10 years. And now I've been based in Germany for over 8 years. So ironically, I'm in a ministry now, serving throughout Europe, encouraging churches and schools in North America and Europe to be involved in short-term missions as a result of that short-term mission opportunity that I had back then. The ministry that I'm involved with is called EuroTeam, and I do a lot of the administrative work, but I also travel to different places. And so I'd like to give you a little more taste of what EuroTeam directly does. So I'm going to show you another video, and then I'm going to share about some of the things that we've been doing this year and what we're looking towards for the future. As you can see from that video, EuroTeam has a wide variety of opportunities. And you saw people of all ages involved in those ministries. You can serve at any time of the year. Sometimes we have projects over Christmas break for those that can take time off then. Our summers are always busy. We also have fall and spring projects. We have projects for families. We have projects for young people. We have senior groups come. Individuals can become a part of a team, or a church can pull together a full team. And there's a variety of ways to serve. This past year, we had two of our people back in the United States for a year. And so there were just two of us in the office. And so now we're thankful that the two of them are back, and now they're waiting for me to get back. We had a team go to Spain this year, to Valencia, Spain. And it was a group that is in need. They had physical needs. And so they were delivering food to the people. They were helping with fixing up their houses. And so it was kind of a humanitarian team that went out and did a variety of things. We worked with another organization to bring teaching English to Spain as well. And so we had that opportunity. We also had teaching English in Latvia, Estonia, and near Paris. And so both Eastern Europe and Western Europe uses teaching English as a tool to reach people in their community. During the Olympics, Greater Europe Mission got right on there about bringing teams. And so we had many, many teams in England and Scotland, all over the areas, working with the churches to present children's programs, to do sports programs, to do art programs, all kinds of things alongside the Olympics. And as a result, there are people that want to come back again next year to work in England doing more ministry. We had one family write us, and they said they wanted to do something as a family before their kids went in different directions. The kids were all college age, and the parents and the three children wanted to do something as a family. So they came for a month and a half, and they helped us at our office to put the insulation on the back. Then they went over about an hour away into France and helped a school there with some construction needs. And then they went a little further into France and helped a camp with their English camp. And so it was exciting to see a new kind of short term. Usually we just do 2 weeks, and we were able to figure things out for this family. And they were a great encouragement to three different ministries as a result. We have a team working in Poland, helping after they thought that they were going to be going to do some construction, and then there was some flooding in the area, and so they helped with the needs as a result of that instead, and also did some construction. Just 2 weeks ago, we had a team from Winnipeg going to Croatia to build cabins and to do teaching English, and so that was a great encouragement to the camp there. And this weekend, a team is arriving in southern France at another camp, and they'll be working on renovations at the camp for a week. And then later this month, we're doing something a little different. We like to work with the ministries to help them to be able to reach out in their communities, but we also want to encourage our missionaries, whether they're with Greater Europe Mission or with another organization. And so our missionaries have started asking us to bring teams over to help them when they're having their retreats and their planning times, to provide cooks and to help with the children's program. And so at the end of this month, that's what one of the teams is going to be doing, is being an encouragement to the missionaries and helping with that program. Since there's no Olympic event next year, they were thinking, well, what are we going to do next year? What kind of exciting thing can we do to bring teams in? Well, Tour de France is celebrating its 100th year next year. And so now we're working with churches in France, all over France, that will be along the Tour de France route, and working with them to bring them teams next year. And so if you know of French speakers, we'll take some English speakers, but we're really encouraging French speakers to get involved in this project of bringing teams over. I'd love to be able to share more about that potential opportunity for next year. We also skipped a year for our annual conference, so that gave me a little bit of break since I do a lot of the administrative stuff for that, but now we're getting going again for another annual conference next year. And it will be in Germany, so it will be nice that I won't have to travel quite so far. Those are some of the projects that we have going for this coming year, and we appreciate your prayers for those projects. Right now we have three men who do this full-time and are based in Germany, and we have one in Canada who gives some of his time, but we're looking for more workers. And administratively, I'm the only one right now, and I'm over here. So my coworker, who is the leader, is taking a lot of the work. I thought I could do some of it from here, but when things happened with my mom being in the hospital, then it kind of cut down the amount of time I could spend on the computer. So he's taking a hold of a lot of the work, plus going on projects. And so you can be praying for my coworkers over there. I also have a coworker in Greece who does a lot of the design work if a construction team needs help with design. And so I'd appreciate your prayers for that. Continued prayers for my family as well, as my mom is healing from a hip replacement surgery, and she's just down the road at Grace, and hoping to go home soon. I'll be here in Canada till the end of January, beginning of February, just sharing with churches as I'm able to, and meeting with individuals, and I'd just love to talk to you more about what your team's all about. It's an exciting ministry of short-term teams, but it can also be a long-term ministry, And we do have one other gal who is hoping to join us to help me with the administrative things. She happens to live in the Yukon, and raising support is hard enough for Manitoba, but raising support from the Yukon is very difficult. And so her name is Crystal, and you can be praying for her. She's eager to be a part of this, and she would be such a help to me. But it takes a lot to raise the support from there. She's at 50%, and so we're excited about that. But we'd really like to see her on the field. Maybe both of us getting back around the same time would be great. Or even if she got there a little ahead to get settled and learn the language a little bit. Our ministry is an exciting one, and I thank you as a church for being behind this ministry and being behind me in this ministry. And I thank you for the encouragement you give through finances, through prayer, and through notes from time to time from different people. I enjoy the little cards that you send from time to time, and it's a great encouragement. And just thank you for all that you do.
Was taking notes. Let's see if I did well. England, France, Poland, Croatia, Germany, Spain, Austria, and Greece. Was there any other places that you mentioned?
Estonia.
Estonia? I missed that one. And you went there for a year and a half, I think, is what you said at the beginning. And you ended up there almost 20 years now. And you've been to all of these places, working, well, most of them.
I've been to a number of them. Yeah. Or else my coworkers go.
Okay. Beyond that, you said you're traveling to various churches across Manitoba, but I also know that you're going to Alberta.
Yeah, going to Alberta, Ontario. Alberta next month, Ontario the month after, to go to the Canadian office and go to the U.S. office in January.
That's in Colorado, is that
yeah.
Right? Okay. All right, well, I'm going to call the deacons up and we're going to pray for you because you got lots of traveling to do. Here in North America, but also traveling back home. We're also going to pray for your mom and the recovery there. So if there's any deacons in the room, come on up if you can, and we're going to pray.